you've had my introduction. I'm primarily going to give you a little bit more in-depth about some of the use case and put it into context, the one that we are showing down in the interoperability use case, in the interoperability showcase. As John mentioned, we're showing more than just the two that are listed here for vital records combined with newborn hearing screening. We're also showing the cancer registry reporting. We are showing the alerting with combined with the case reports for a tuberculosis scenario from a laboratory and electronic health record reporting. And we're also showing immunization registry, bidirectional communication of immunizations to the registry and vaccine forecast from the registry, leveraging health information exchange networks and also leveraging direct. So what we've reviewed in some of the interoperability specifications that John covered, as he pointed out, we've started looking at hearing screening back when we were doing the HITSB specifications, and we brought those further into IHE, where we had identified perhaps some gaps in interoperability specifications that needed to be resolved. And IHE is a little bit closer to vendor implementations, and so what that means is you can then ask of a product to conform to an interoperability specification and know that they have gone through testing with that interoperability with other vendors. And in this case, if we were looking for a public health vendor that interops with an electronic health record vendor, we would be asking for those both ends of that interoperability equation in a structured way. And so the use case that we're looking at downstairs is a mother showing up to the hospital, that hospital creating a labor and delivery summary as part of their electronic health record. And this is actually a different profile from the, we call it the patient care coordination domain. So while we're looking and focused in the quality research and public health domain on public health and those other areas, the patient care coordination domain is looking at interoperability problems between electronic health record systems, and they've had quite a bit of focus on antepartum interoperability, moving that antepartum data into labor and delivery, and then from that labor and delivery, making that information available to the ambulatory setting following. And so what we've done is we've looked at specifically at the labor and delivery record and said there's a lot of information there that we need, both for hearing screening and for vital records registration. And so the profiles that we've developed are reusing, repurposing, if you will, the structured document that was defined to communicate that labor and delivery summary information to be able to accept that information into public health. So the other aspect of that is that we are using a form. The key parts of the form is that being in public health, you're familiar with all the different forms that every single state has. Everyone has their own form, their own way of capturing much of the core same information, but needing some pieces either to look the way that they want it to look, or they're actually capturing different information. And so there's one of these profiles called Retrieve Form for Data Capture, which allows an electronic health record to surface somebody else's form, generated in this case by public health, bringing it into the electronic health record, and more importantly, allowing, as they surface that form, they can send this clinical document, in this case with the labor and delivery summary, to the provider of that form. We call it a form manager. And the heavy lifting can happen then, and they can pre-populate that form with data that's already in the clinical record. And so instead of having to type in every single attribute that you're trying to collect from public health or writing it down on a piece of paper, they're able to electronically capture what is known to the electronic health record. In the case of vital records in particular, analyze that data. So if we're looking at congenital abnormalities and you want to know whether or not they had trisomy 21, it can pre-populate that checkbox that they're looking for on the facility's worksheet from the clinical information that would have documented the clinical problem as a trisomy 21 patient. So that once that data is pre-populated, the end user from the electronic health record system is able to data enter the remaining information and submit that information. When they hit the submit button, it will be sent off to the public health information system, and then it can be submitted both to vital records registration, and in this case it's also submitted to the hearing screening program. We've understood that the hearing screening programs very often will seed their denominator with the vital records data, and so tying these two together is a very powerful aspect of that. When they're at the public health department, first of all, we're registering that vital record into the public health department. We're demonstrating Utah receiving the electronic record. We're showing Minnesota Department of Health actually taking the paper printout from the Epic system and how they're importing it that way. It's actually a predecessor to the electronic receipt. And then we're showing the bidirectional aspect, where public health is receiving that data from the child's birth, looking at the hearing screening result, looking at the clinical data, determining whether or not that child should be seen for follow-up care, whether they passed, whether they failed. We're looking further into risk factors and better qualifying those, but that's another important aspect for hearing screening from the electronic health record. And then allowing public health to publish a care plan. So we've defined a clinical a CCD document, basically, but it's actually a CDA document that has the care plan embedded, and that is made available to the Health Information Exchange. So as the electronic health records in the ambulatory environment are adopting the electronic health record, they can have access to the care plan. So when the baby shows up to the pediatrician in the ambulatory setting, that information is there that provides them guidance from public health. And that will help with some of the loss follow-up if they don't know the pediatrician at the time of birth, or if they change pediatricians. Sometimes there's a loss in the communication in that sense. So the interoperability, we will hope that will help to alleviate that. The quality measures, we showed much more of this at the HIMSS interoperability showcase than what we're showing downstairs. We did encode, so we defined some of those measures that John was referencing. We encoded what they look like in a new HL7 standard called the Healthcare Quality Measure Framework, which allows us to define the characteristics and how to compute that measure based on the same electronic health record data using the standard CDA formats. The ambulatory provider, the pediatric care provider, in this case downstairs, will be the Care Evolution, and they will show the receipt of the care plan that was generated by public health in order to provision for the child. FinVADS, John mentioned FinVADS. We also are showing that downstairs. When we were working with the vital records, we have originally about 189 different value sets that were used in order to digest that information from the labor and delivery summary to determine the information that is associated with that birth record. We have, I believe, on the order of 12 of those for hearing screening. And so we're very much relying on support of centralized, well-adopted value sets to interpret and analyze the electronic health record data and to communicate for semantic interoperability. So again, recognizing the vendors, and I guess we're actually upstairs in the interoperability showcase. Sorry, I'm used to it being the other way around. It's Epic, so they are our electronic health record in the hospital. We have Oz Systems as both the form manager and the hearing screening program. Utah Department of Public Health for the electronic receipt of the vital records data, Minnesota Department of Public Health for the paper receipt and transitioning to the electronic, and Care Evolution for the hearing screening care plan recipient in the pediatric care setting. And infrastructure, Care Evolution is actually an EMR portal. They're an HIE system that is offering a physician EMR as part of their system, so that's where they're listed there as well. And then Oz Systems is supporting that as the form manager, doing all of that digesting of data from the labor and delivery summary. So you do have, again, two more opportunities to see that tomorrow, 12 to 12:30, and Wednesday also, 12 to 12:30.